Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been saying all week about the Falcons. That's how you play defense, baby. Well, not so much for the Dogs.
No.
Because when you surrender 41 points, Kirby and company are looking in the mirror and they're going, wait a minute, we got to fix some things. You give up almost 500 yards, you go, we got to fix some things. You know who knows all about this? Connor Riley. Let's talk some Dogs. All right, Connor, who's to blame? Who do you point the finger at for the defensive lapses that we saw in the Tennessee game? Look, and it was an incredible game. Mike and I have spoke about it for 2 days now about how joyful it was to watch Georgia pull that out and find a way to get it done and the resiliency of that team. But who do we point the finger to defensively and say, that can't happen again?
If I had to pick someone, I would say it's the defensive backfield. But this is the risk that Georgia takes when they play Tennessee and they are so willing – to leave their guys in one-on-one coverage. In the past, literally every time, Georgia's dared Tennessee to do this to them, and they just haven't been able to. Credit to Joey Aguilar, credit to Chris Braswell, credit to Josh Heupel for pulling it off on Saturday. They figured it out. They were able to make those connections. And it wasn't just one defensive back. It was everyone. And I think, you know, Tennessee deserves a ton of credit. I was really impressed with how they played. I'll admit, hand up, I had this game pegged dead wrong. I thought it'd be a low-scoring affair. I think a lot of other people did. Tennessee's offense came out there and made plays that Nico Iamaliava never made a season ago. I think his longest pass of the game was 17 yards. So for them to come out there and play that well, Georgia knows they have to play better. They have to fix things in the secondary. I asked Kirby Smart today about playing balls in the air. You know, how do you get better at that? Some of it is instincts. Some of it is drills that they work on. If they do that again, though, against, say, an Alabama that has equally good wide receiver play, they're going to have a lot of problems in 2 weeks.
I know pass rush, we talk about complimentary football, and you said it, the scheme is guys are on an island, and Kirby was a defensive back, but yeah, that one seems a little bit, yeah, because one thing about Alabama, I mean, I don't know what they were doing with Ryan Williams in the Florida State game. That's a them problem. For those who don't remember, the super freshman burned Georgia in the game in Tuscaloosa. Jeremy Bernard actually has more receiving yards than he does at wide receiver, but you got to figure Alabama, I know we're not fearing them because of what happened in Tallahassee, but does that game give you pause because of what they can do in the throwing game?
I think it has to. Ty Simpson has gotten better since that game against Florida State. And look, Alabama's offense is very different than what Tennessee plays. Tennessee, in a way, is a little bit like Georgia Tech used to be in the sense that their offense is so unique, it's difficult to prepare for. Georgia's not going to see someone do something like Tennessee for the rest of the season. But I'll remind you guys, last year, first four drives of that game, Alabama went touchdown, 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 touchdown. Last week against Tennessee, the first three drives of that game went touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The Georgia defense, I know we made so much this offseason about the Georgia offense not necessarily starting fast. Last year against Alabama, last week against Tennessee, Georgia's defense just did not come out ready to play. And so I think they've got to do a better job of, yes, playing the balls in the air, but also doing a better job of generating a pass rush. To this point in time, only three guys on this team had sacks: Chris Cole, Raylan Wilson, and C.J. Allen. All of those guys are off-ball linebackers. Now, Chris Cole comes off the edge as sort of a situational guy, a guy they move around sort of like the Jalen Walker role. But some of these defensive linemen, I think, could do a better job of bringing pressure and making life more difficult.
All right, Connor. Boy, Gunner was impressive, wasn't he? I mean, in the moment when you needed it the most, he stepped his game up. Everybody's talking about the throw on fourth down, which rightfully so deserves all the credit in the world. What's this do for Gunnar Stockton, for more importantly, for his team and the belief in Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah, on Gunnar, you know, I've been covering Georgia consistently since about 2014. I don't know that there's been a better throw made by a Georgia quarterback over that span than what Gunnar did on Saturday. Maybe the throw that Stetson made to A.D. Mitchell in the national championship game, but that was on a free play, so there was very little risk and downside in that. This was on the road, hostile environment, fourth and six, gotta have it moment. And that's as good as a pass as you'll see this season in college football. I think the biggest thing moving forward, what this does, it forces opposing teams to just have to play Georgia different. They're going to have to give wide receivers cushions now. They're going to have to back off the line of scrimmage, because from the jump on Saturday, Georgia was able to show that, hey, we have guys that can beat you in a variety of ways. First play of the game, 45 yards down the field to Colby Young. Big catch, big play. Fourth down, earlier in that game, Zach Branch takes a simple screen pass. Great perimeter blocking by Lawson Lucky and Dylan Bell. That opens up and turns into a 36-yard touchdown. They have the ability now to throw the ball deep. And it's such a 180 from what this conversation was a week ago. We were asking, was he going to be able to go out there and make the plays? Was he going to be able to go out there and do that? 300 yards, two touchdowns through the air, another one with his legs. And the thing is, like, he's got room to get better. He left throws out there where I think the big thing now with him, when he's moving and evading pressure, he's got to do a better job of keeping his eyes downfield, because there are guys trailing and pushing, and you can get more yards than necessarily just what he does with his legs. So as great as he was, he also knows he's got room to continue to grow and get better. And with more reps, I think he's going to.
Connor Riley with us, guys. K. Connor Riley on Twitter from Dog Nation. His article is dropping every minute, practically. Yeah, we're talking about, you know, what's the biggest beef? Well, they didn't get into the tight ends. That's a good problem to have if you're Georgia. And even then, you know, Oscar Delp had a big 18-yard catch, and Lucky had a couple of throws. But, yeah, the thing, and you just touched on it. Kirby mentioned it. We played the soundbite earlier about, and that's something, by the way, Connor, for the first time, I think, since we've known each other, I'm not complaining about Mike Bobo. But Bobo's going to have to work with him just to stay in the pocket. That's about it.
Yeah, and that's something, again, I think as Gunner, as he sees more reps, as he plays more games, again, that was his fourth career start, and two of them have come against playoff competition. I absolutely believe Tennessee is a team that can be a factor in the college football playoff this year. There are things, he's going to start seeing more things. I think he's going to settle down a little bit more in the pocket, and that's the thing that makes this relationship with Bobo and Stockton so unique. They've known each other for such a long time. Bobo's known Stockton intimately, yes. His father worked with Stockton when he was younger, but even during the recruiting process, Stockton was committed to play for Mike Bobo when Bobo was the OC at South Carolina back in 2020. I know that feels forever ago now. There's been a plan to get these guys involved in working together, and I think Bobo understands how to get the absolute most out of Gunnar Stockton. You saw that on Saturday. It was a brilliantly called game by Mike Bobo. It's something I'm glad you pointed out and praised him for, because he catches a lot of flack, sometimes understandably so. I thought he was perfect on Saturday.
Me too.
What do you work on now with a little time off before you take on Alabama? And what concerns you? Like, obviously there are things that Kirby's going to be like, we were not perfect, but you said it. And it's funny you brought this up the segment after we just discussed this, because our producer was asking us, is there anybody else going to pose a problem like Tennessee offensively in this SEC? And I said, no. So what are you working on now as you get ready for Bama?
Yeah, I think the two things are the right side of the offensive line, specifically that right tackle spot. It was a big problem in the fourth corner. Michael Weeney just kind of got pushed around on that drive where Stockton got strip sacked. And then they insert Bo Hewley, and Hewley, who was the third option on Saturday, I thought really played well given the circumstances. Ernest Green is not healthy. Sounds like a back injury that is just lingering with him. You know, you never used to not have a bad back, and so I think this is just something he's going to be dealing with moving forward. Juan Gaston was not 100% on Saturday. He gutted it out. It is going to play more, and I'll be interested in seeing if Georgia uses him at right tackle, yes, there's concern about having a true freshman at right guard in Dontrell Glover and a true freshman at Juan Gaston. But at this point in time, it looks like those are two of Georgia's five most talented offensive linemen, and you just got to play those guys. Defensively, the guy that I'm most interested in is Ellis Robinson. This is a guy, five-star cornerback, has heard forever that he is, you know, the next coming of Darrell Revis, the next coming of Deion Sanders, a great cover corner. He was not that on Saturday. He had a tough day. Not all of it was his fault. He got left alone on an island a couple times when he should have, but he should have had a few more plays and left a few more plays out there. Facing some real adversity, and I'm very interested in how he responds from this because, yes, you know, they're going to still rotate between him and Daniel Harris. Harris obviously gave up a big play as well. They're going to need Ellis Robinson, and they're going to need Ellis Robinson against Ryan Williams in particular. We all remember what happened last year in that game. I don't know how many times I've seen that touchdown, but every single time, and it's a great play by Williams. I take nothing away from him. What Julian Humphrey did on that play gets worse every single time I watch it, so much, especially when he just runs into K.J. Bolden. I don't know how many times Georgia's seen that. That has to drive them up a wall because that was the difference in the game last year, and that's something that Ryan Williams is capable of doing again, and Georgia's going to have to do a better job defending against it.
So, man, Connor Riley, guys, as we said, I got a week off. Alabama has a week off. By the way, Dabo, we're going to play a soundbite coming up a little bit later in the show in Guy Talk where he just has a major meltdown. If things get funky at Clemson, I mean, could you ever envision Dabo leaving? Because obviously Georgia's played them so often the last 15 years.
You know, before today, I would have said no. I think he's a Clemson lifer. Yeah, I think he's earned that with winning two national titles there, with keeping them in the ACC year in, year out. He's got to obviously do some things to help get them back to where they were. But after today, I don't know. I think he could go elsewhere and like, you know, you say, sure, who would hire him? North Carolina hired Bill Belichick.
Right.
And Dabo Sweeney, I think, is a significantly better college coach than Bill Belichick is. And I'm sure there was some program out there that would love to win the press release and say, hey, we've hired a two-time winning national championship coach with something to prove in Dabo Sweeney. So I'm very interested in seeing what these next couple of weeks, what these next couple of steps for Clemson look like, because right now, I don't know if there's been a team in college football that has been more disappointing through the first 3 weeks of the season than Sweeney's Tigers.
Stay there. You're going to hear Dabo today and what Mike's talking about. As always, Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley. I know it's an off week, but we still got a ton of stuff from that classic on Saturday. And Georgia's got another big one the next week against Alabama.
No doubt about it. Connor, take care, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, Mike does have that soundbite in Guy Talk. Stay there. That's about 15 minutes away. But when we come back, the Water Boys.
Yeah.
Be Rich and Trey join us next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we told you we had not one, but two special guests to join us today. And we love these guys, and I think you guys are going to love them too if you're not familiar with their work. The Water Boys in the house, B. Rich and Trey.
Yes.
We've seen their podcast, guys. They've had the who's who on in the ATL, including myself and Mike. Stakey's been on their podcast as well. Go check it out, guys. You can find it on Instagram and so many social media platforms. Fellas,
yes.
Here's the deal. We want to introduce you to our audience because we want you to be a part of our show. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a while. Thank you guys for coming in. Tell everybody about what you guys do, because I think that's first and foremost. Water Boys, what do y'all do, man?
Well, look, but before I even get into what we do, we both want to say thank you guys. Like, thank you guys for showing us love, gracing our show with your presence. Like, the number one sports talk show, man. The number one show. Everybody loves Dukes and Bell. And for you guys to show us love and bring us in, first and foremost, I want to say thank you.
Thanks. But I always love going over there recording, Carl, because for folks who don't know, you get a complimentary massage. They got open bar, cigars. It's a scene over there by Atlantic Station.
Look, I don't know which room you stepped in for that to happen, but let me know because I want to go the next time we do a show. Well, go ahead, B-Rich. Let them know.
I'm B-Rich, man. Come from the music industry, man. Managed some greats like B.O.B., Kevin Gates, Tips Management Team. We came from there. Managed this guy right here. We did a lot of great things in music, and we used to argue all the time on the road about sports. So we said, hey, man, let's take this to the podcast world, and let's do it.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened, man. And by the way, Atlanta born and bred, I want to let people know.
Right.
You know,
yes, sir.
Where they from? They from here. They weren't flown here. And the beauty of this, man, these two dudes love sports. It's Dukes and Bell. And for Mike and I, we love the community, man. We love being out. We know you guys are out. When I talk to you guys about this, I say, look, this is a natural connection because you guys are in these streets, and we want to connect with the people in the community. So what were you going to say, Trey?
No, I was just going to let people know that, yeah, me and B-Rich, we do argue, and I'm always right. That's it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, man, but we always say at our show, and that's why we think, you know, our show and our station and what you guys do, it really represents the city. Everybody comes together. Like we talked about it when we did the podcast, like a Falcon game. You know, inside, outside the perimeter, you know, old, young, white, black, everybody having a blast in the commonality of sports. So to us, like your show, like our show, it's an extension of being at the barbershop or hanging out with your boys at a bar.
Yeah, 100%. And look, and I see you on our Twitter. I'm not going to call it X. I'm going to call it Twitter. I see you losing it. I can feel your head exploding online when the Falcons or the Hawks or anything, they're not playing the way they want to play. And that lets us know that you and Carl, you both feel the same thing that we as fans feel. Like, we felt like it was time for us to get behind the mic, because who best to speak to the pain that Atlanta fans have gone through than fans who have gone through it themselves?
No
and Lord
doubt.
Knows we've been through it.
Trey, I know something that you guys do frequently, and I don't know if you do it every episode. You did it when I was on. You spit a few bars, man. You come up with these poetry,
right?
Lines,
we call them sports bars.
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of that? Because it's just that the
I
people
say
283,
Trey.
Well, man, 283 is not clean enough for the radio. I'm gonna have to clean it up and do that one next time. But I was thinking of something. It was when we lost to the Bucks, the city was stressed out. Screaming, shame on you Falcons. Every year's the same. As I walked from Vine City to the Benz, all you saw was scowls and mean mugs on the train. But as the sunrise brings a brand new day, a new week in the NFL brings brand new change. So week two, the Falcons flew up to Minnesota and tore J.J. McCarthy clean out the frame.
That's what's up, baby. That's what I'm talking about. They have a lot of fun with that, man. Again, check them out, the Water Boys, B. Rich and Trey. All right, let's talk about where we are, man. Speaking of that game, how good was the defense, man? We've been talking about it. I mean, since that night, it was like Sunday night. I was so excited. It's a long time coming for us to have a defense that looks like this.
Man, they were so dominating, man. I was just so proud of us having six sacks, man. Both the rookies had a sack. Both the safeties had picks. What's the chances of that?
Right.
Both your picks, all four picks produced.
Right.
Two interceptions, two sacks. I can't ask for nothing better than
that. Yeah, we talk about the draft class all the time. And, you know, when are we going to have that defense? I said to Carl yesterday, imagine going to a Falcons game and you're actually looking forward to hearing the defense introduce running through the tunnel,
yes,
right? And now
yes.
We got one, maybe.
Because we still been looking for Abraham to run back through the tunnel. Like, we've been, shout out to our guy, Abe, man. He's been such a great guy. But speaking of the draft class, so the rookies showed out. But at the same time, seeing Brandon Dorlus, a guy that this is his second year, you know, coming out of Oregon, correct? Mm-hmm. That he's showing up for us, playing that D-tackle position. Now, when we lost Grady, of course, a lot of us didn't want to see Grady go. But when you see a D-tackle coming in his second year looking like he's ready to make some plays and maybe can step in the gap, I feel good. And thank God they played Zach Harrison some more. Right. Thank you for letting him touch the field.
He's been balling. There's no doubt. Trey, I want to ask you, man, because I was adamant about this whole kicker thing. I was ahead of the curve on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Just like his kicks.
Correct. Ding, ding.
I like that.
And when everybody was saying, Dukes, man, you worried about something. This is no big deal. He's fine. He's healthy. He's going to be all right. And then week one, you saw what happened.
Yes.
You guys ready to move on from Koo? You guys, are the water boys ready to move on from Koo?
This is what I think, man. I think Koo been hanging out at the flame, man. and somebody got in his head, and he ain't been right since. So I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move on. Well, it's time.
That flame will do that to you, though.
Yeah. But what happened was somebody jacked his car. Ever since he lost his shoes, Carl, he wasn't the same. Up in Avalon, up in Alvarado,
about that.
Right?
You know what else? Bijan took his number.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And you know what was crazy? I remember a video where Michael Vick talked about it with Bijan getting number 7. He said, I told them, they asked me for my blessing, and Vick said, I don't know if I would take that from that kicker because he's been money. You sure you want to take number 7 from him? And
Michael
it really has been down here from there. Me, I think he got a case of the yips. I don't know if because it's a kick, we call it the kips. You know what I'm saying? We're going to call it the kips.
I agree. Hey, guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our guest in studio, and they'll be joining us frequently here on the show, the Water Boys. We ask you to embrace them like you've embraced us. Check out their podcast and see what they're talking about. By the way, name some of the guys you've had on, because, look, you had the mayor on, right? You've had a variety of folks on talking about what we care about, Atlanta sports.
Yeah, so we've had the mayor, Andre Dickens. Shout out to the mayor, came and sat down. I brought both of my boys that episode, and so they could see what success looks like in a different light, someone that they can be around and they can touch, that they can aspire to do those great things. We've had John Abraham. We've had Roddy White, Hall of Famer Champ Bailey. We've had Super Bowl winner Brian McFadden. We have Jamal Lewis getting ready to come out, one of the greatest running backs. Yeah, one of the greatest running backs in the NFL. We've had Pastor Troy, Greg Street. The list goes on and on. Quincy Carter. We cannot forget him, and we've had a couple of high schools.
That was an interesting.
Oh yeah, Quincy.
That
Carter's
was an interesting
good.
Session.
Right. Let me tell you, I enjoyed the one with Quincy Carter so much, and the one with John Abraham because they talked about, you know, like substance issues or alcohol, different things like that, just overcoming those things. 4 or 5 years being sober, where their lives are now, the way you know things are moving for them and family. And I'm just so happy that we can sit down as men and have these discussions as they're bringing themselves up into a whole new light. And everyone can know that, hey, man, redemption stories are out there. And the way they are living now and what they're doing, we're watching Quincy doing great things. We're watching Abe doing great things. And to be a part of that, it means a lot to me. So y'all check that out because it was really dope.
Maybe
and
for those Durham.
West Drew Ham.
Backstory on that. We're in at B103, our sister station, of course, their voice guy, the first time he read a Falcons promo, joined Dave Archer and Wes Drew Ham. And so that just became it's even his son's like, you know, answering tone on his phone.
It is amazing. And Mike, I will say you and Carl, you guys do not, you will not let it die. It will always be Wes Drew Ham.
No doubt. Literally, Wes said he'll walk through the airport and people be like, Wes
Drew Ham, man.
He's like, hello, guys. Hello. It's Dukes and Bell, man. We are in studio with us, the Water Boys again, B Rich and Trey. And look, they are Atlanta through and through. They love Atlanta sports just like we all do. And it's just fun to chop it up with these guys. We've been talking about getting them in studio for a while. As we said, if you want to go back and check us out, Mike was on there. I was on there, I think, during the summer.
Right.
Way before football. And we were talking about a lot of things, how this Falcon team might look. Guys, what's your concern with our team 2 weeks in? What's your concern? Because we're all Falcons all the time. What are you thinking about?
Man, I'm concerned about the play calling with Zach Robinson. But I got a chance to get some insight today from D. Orlando. He was saying that the defenses are prepared for him to go deep. That's why the deep ball isn't there. So they're forcing him to go short, short game, and they said in college that was his problem. He couldn't really do the short game. So
they're testing him.
Yeah, they're testing him, see what he can do.
We think Pitts, and one of the things we said is, you know, we talked about Pitts when we were on the podcast. I think Pitts has been open a lot. I think Pitts, you know, in the flat intermediate routes, I just hope Zach gets him dialed in because, to me, we missed two touchdowns in two games with Pitts so far.
Yeah. I would say, the passing game, I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that. Just seeing that passing game get unlocked. And, hey, guys, don't start getting mad at me because I'm not saying anything negative, but I want to see Mike Penix, MP9, the do-rag dude, make those throws and hit those accurate and throws when he has to make them. No troubles with accuracy. We need to see the accurate throws when they are there. That's the thing that I need to see.
You know who I'm proud of?
What's that?
Elijah Wilkerson. You ain't heard his name. I ain't been seeing no sacks.
You're right.
I don't know if they're protecting him or something, but I ain't heard nothing from the right side.
You're right. Week one, Raheem Morris will be there tomorrow, guys. It's Dukes and Bell up at Flowery. But he told us the entire offensive line did not play well.
Right.
Right?
False starts. We had some false starts. But still, it's not like they're blowing it up, especially last week in Minnesota.
Yeah. Right.
But the way we ran the ball with Elijah.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
You wouldn't have known Caleb McGarry went out there.
No, I loved it.
I feel really good about that. Fellas, as we get ready to wrap up, tell the people where they can find you guys. We're going to be having the Water Boys in to just chop up different things, man. We have a lot of fun. They do stuff out in the community. When you see them out, make sure you say hello. But what you guys have a podcast coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes.
But listen, make sure you go and find us at the Water Boys Show. That is TheWaterBoyz. Yes, that is boys with a Z. Show. If you don't know how to spell show, blame your teacher and your parents, not me. And on YouTube, find us at the Water Boys Show 40.
All right, man. We know you guys love on us.
Yes.
We appreciate the
Thank
love.
Thank y'all. Right. Thank y'all.
And our audiences, they really are one. They connect.
Yes,
and,
yes, yes.
We're so glad you guys were able to come in. The Water Boys, be rich and trade.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yes.
No doubt. We'll do it again soon, guys. We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to.
Including, guys, some guy talk. Matter of fact, not going to believe Dabo Swinney. A lot of Clemson fans are going, ooh. This is a meltdown that's kind of reminiscent of other programs and other coaches and other sports when it's almost like, wow, is there now a line that has been crossed? Mm. And people start to say, this guy's gone over the edge. So we'll play what Dabo had to say. And then there's a coach that half of our listeners probably never heard of. And he's popping off about the Georgia Bulldogs as a teaching method for his team and what not to do. Stay tuned. We got the audio next and Guy Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jamel! Where the players play. Hey, man, coming up tomorrow, guys, only one radio station in Atlanta. We'll be talking to Raheem Morris in a small room. We will be inside the Ticketmaster studios. And as we said, I was asking Day-Day, who's the player guest? Day-Day's like, don't know yet. I go, if it's somebody on the defense, there's a good chance, Carl, he either had an interception or a sack. So I think we're going to go hunting. Not sex, that's sacks. We want your sacks.
That's right.
And not sacks as in sacks, as in more than one. Because that's a whole other kettle of fish. All right, man. Let's get to the Dabo meltdown.
I got to hear this, man. You've been telling me all day. I got to hear this.
No, because I was talking to my buddy. I got a good friend, D, who lives out in Kiowa. Big Clemson fan, played football as a walk-on there. And he goes, man, I'm worried about Dabo. I mean, when you build a program up, to where Clemson, again, they hadn't liked Georgia. They were living in the past of the early 80s. And then you're able to finally get on the mountaintop. Fans expect it every single year. And they're not there right now. Take a listen to Dabo today.
What's so bad about our program? What's so bad about it? Like, what's so bad about the worst season that we've had 14 years? How many programs in college football would sign up for, and only once, 14 years of 9 wins? How many programs would sign up for that? And the playoffs, we all talk about, we've been 7 times in 10 years. Who can say that? If we stink because we haven't played for the national championship since January of 20, well, I guess we stink. Or we haven't won it since January of 19. We haven't won the national championship. Well, then I guess we stink. But why are we held to a different standard from all these other teams out there who ain't ever won nothing? We're not perfect, and we may suck this year. We may lay a freaking egg and go 6-6, but I don't think so. And I know that's going to disappoint a lot of people, but I don't think so. I know it's bad because I get in all the text messages. I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions, and you're going to get through this. And you know that's when I know it's bad. That's how I feel it because I don't read it. I don't. I know people say that. I promise you, I don't. When it's bad, I don't read nothing. This ain't the worst thing that's happened to me in my life, and it won't be. And it won't be for these players. It's a bad moment, you know, because we take pride in what we do and we're competitive. But this ain't the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life, is criticism and all that. And listen, I get it. And it's warranted because people care. And I love being at a program that people care and it matters. That doesn't bother me. I get all that. I spent 13 years at Alabama, so I had thick skin when I showed up here at Clemson. If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on the way because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking, is that good? I don't know if that's good or not. To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now, take your shots, but I got a long memory in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. And hey, listen, I mean, if Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. I got a long way to go. I'm just getting going. I'm just now good enough to be a head coach. I'm just now figuring it out. So we'll be around a while. Let's hang in there.
What do you think?
Obviously, this was on his heart.
I get in all the text messages. I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
obviously, this was on his heart. That, Mike, there's a lot to process right there.
Right, there's a lot of stuff to unpack.
But for Dabo, look, fundamentally, he's not wrong. When you say where this program was, and we've had Dabo on for a ton of times over the years. One time I asked him, and he laughed sarcastically, but he knew where I was going with this. And I said, how did you build this program? And it was one of those, because when he got there, it was crap.
And he did build it, and then they did become a competitive team, Mike, and more importantly, play for national championships. But I'll say this. Once you have a standard, and this is where Kirby is right now, okay, and you have gotten there to the mountaintop and you've won it, there is an expectation. And unfortunately, now he doesn't want to live up to that expectation or expect people to say, hey, what's going on with your program, and be able to criticize him. I don't necessarily have a problem. That was a long, drawn-out answer. I don't even know what the question was, but he covered everything. But I'll say this. Clemson, it's the payout, guys, you're talking about $50 or $60 million to get rid of him. They signed a $100 million deal. It's not going to happen, but he is threatening, Mike, in a sense, like, if they want to move on, I'll just go somewhere else and coach. That sounds like, you know what, if you want to be the big bad guy, you don't think I'm the right guy for this program, make your move. And I don't know if that's the approach, because Dabo has handled things for the most part, in my opinion, the right way. This was interesting, though. No doubt about it.
Right. I just think, you know, like, and I've said this to Carl before, I think all elite programs, and Nick Saban had to deal with it, and Kirby's got to deal with it, and he does. And Bobby Bowden did to a point, and then you lose the core group of your major assistants. Like, you lose a Venables, and, like, their defense is still part of their calling card. I've just not liked the direction of their offense the last three seasons. You know, I think, you know, if you take it back a couple of years, I mean, whether it's guys, and they all have experience as OCs or they've been quarterbacks coaches, but I don't think you're developing the quarterback the way you need to. And you had all summer to get ready for LSU, and Klubnik looked horrible.
He did.
And I appreciate a coach for not sugarcoating it and calling his. Now, some would say Dabo is probably one of the best in throwing his players under the bus, and that's maybe not cool. But he doesn't pull his punches there. Brian Kelly kind of does some of the same thing.
Yep.
But you had all summer to get ready for that game, and you didn't look prepared the same way Kalen DeBoer had all summer to get ready for FSU.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, it's almost like Dabo's – that's like almost a dog whistle. I'll go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I'm saying. Why would you even say that? You don't even put that out there. Like, I'm not saying he wants to leave, but his whole thing is like, y'all wanted me to go? Go ahead and cut the check. Right. I'll be happy to walk out of here and go somewhere else. That part of this, we haven't heard from Dabo. Even before they started winning and people doubted whether he was ever going to get to where he was and playing for those national championships. That is interesting.
Hey, man, Falcon Report coming up. We may have another potential major injury for the Falcons. Stay tuned. That's coming up at 5. It's Guy Talk. All right, you know who Ryan Silverfield is?
I do not.
Nor do I. He is the head coach of Memphis. And he was doing one of his, I guess, daily or weekly coaches show or whatever it was, and talking about how he gets his team prepared and some of the things they do in meetings. Take a listen to this.
Sure, we do this all the time, but generally on a Sunday afternoon when we meet with the team, we do two things, and we always start off with not our standard. We always start with the negative, and the not our standard is Georgia wide receiver, right, arrested for driving 900 miles per hour over the speed limit, right? That's a weekly occurrence. So that's one of those, like, we'll show.
Wow. Okay. Shots fired for no damn reason. To Mike's point, you've never heard of this dude. You've never had a program at the level in which Kirby Smart has built his program. Hell, Memphis is lucky to win 8 games every now and then. You know, Mike Norvell was there, Mike, and we can talk about it. And he parlayed that into a nice job at Florida State. But the reality is that's a jump job. Nobody's staying at Memphis.
Nope.
So why are you taking shots at Georgia?
Yeah, and I'm looking at his resume. I mean, he's been a million places. This guy's 45, and he's been everywhere, doing like a lot of folks do. Jumps back and forth from college and pro. He's been at Memphis now, let's see, since 2020. He's 45-21. Okay, he's 4-1 in bowl games. I never heard of him. Great line from Rusty Manziel. He saw this. He retweeted it. Rusty goes, and now today I know who the Memphis head coach is. Never heard of him. And I said, you know, and for guys who aren't, you know, again, if you're not a Georgia fan, well, he's not lying. No, Georgia certainly has had their spat of off the field and driving issues. We know one resulted in a tragedy. It's frigging unprofessional for a coach to call out another head coach, okay, about what goes on. Is your house in order? Is no one ever put their nose wrong in Memphis? I mean, you're in the dirty South. Watch what you ask for, pal, because things go sideways in Memphis in a New York minute.
Devil's advocate, though, I will say that shouldn't have been public. What he says.
Yeah. That was a coaching show.
He shouldn't have did
well,
that.
Well, but he's a grown man. He put it out there.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he was doing that, if he does that with his players, I don't have a problem with it.
In a team meeting, right?
And again, you could say there's a number of teams where it's like friggin' Boys Town. I mean, unfortunately, Georgia, it's one of the things that Kirby, I don't think, has ever really truly addressed, if we're honest. Kirby runs his program how he runs his program, and not that he would ever give you that Dabo moment, like, I'll take my ball and I'll leave. But, you know, he does his discipline the way he does it. not exactly transparent. But again, you're nobody at Memphis popping off about Georgia on a public forum. Check yourself, pal, because a lot of coaches around the league will say that's some jive stuff too.
Yeah, I just feel like the coaching fraternity is such a small fraternity, even though we think it's like 100 million guys. It's not. It's like our business. There ain't a lot of us. We all kind of know everybody. And so when you start taking shots at people, watch yourself. So I agree with you on this one, Mike, because I don't necessarily agree with the premise of it and how it came out. Like, it was so nonchalant in the coaches show. Like, yeah, you know, I was telling my players to stand in. We don't want that. By the way, let me tell you about Georgia.
Right.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Right.
Okay.
As Carl said, I mean, whether it's Fuentes or Norvell, that's a launching pad. That's not a destination.
Yeah.
Hey, man. All right. Enough is enough. Okay. Can we just call BS on this?
What?
Diego Pavia has an attorney.
Okay.
Who apparently is initiating a legal challenge to get a seventh year of eligibility.
Well, he won the last time.
He did, and he did challenge the NCAA, and there was a preliminary injunction that was issued back in 24, and the court said, yeah, he's got another year. But, I mean, isn't it time to leave the nest? Isn't it time to leave your parents' house? What is this, stepbrothers? Yeah. Get to the NFL, Sparky. If you do well this year, scram.
Maybe he likes college, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, me too. If I'm getting paid $2 million to hang in Nashville and be big man on campus.
Maybe he likes college.
I mean, remember when, was it Matt Leinart? Was staying at USC.
Taking a ballroom dancing class.
Right? And he was like, yeah. He was like, hey, why would I leave USC, man? I've got it made in the shade. That was before NIL.
It really was. He had a house and a car and all that other stuff before that. What were you going to say? Oh, you were going to ask
him? No, Pavia tweeted out an hour ago with the double with the cap emoji. Said, this is my last year, and then a handshake emoji.
Oh, okay.
Responding to this tweet. So his lawyer might be contending this, but Diego's saying that, nah, I'm getting out of here.
Okay, so he's doing it for the kids after him.
Right.
I mean, like Joey Aguilar, there you go.
I mean, blow your knee out twice, transfer, COVID year. I mean, come on. Enough already, okay? It's bad enough we got like 35-year-old Australians punting in college right now.
We do have 28-year-old guys in college.
I forget who did the video. Somebody, I don't think it was Saturday Down South, but somebody did a meme or a video where you've got literally like, enough. Let's stop middle-aged Australian kickers from taking over American jobs. Hey, man, today we learned as we woke up, and I got on Twitter immediately and retweeted some stuff. One of our favorite actors, an American icon, and a guy that was just an amazing talent, good in everything he did, Robert Redford passes away. And again,
89.
What an amazing life that he led. And you and I were talking about it. Everyone's got their favorite Redford movies. I mean, to bring it back to sports, he looked like a natural in The Natural. It didn't look like Kevin Costner. He knows how to throw and hit a baseball.
It's true. One of the all-time greats. All of his movies, I said this to Mike, there are some actors, and he was one of them, that every movie he was in, even a few bad ones, and it felt like there weren't that many.
Right.
It felt big because Robert Redford had that presence. Here's the crazy thing. A lot of younger people got reintroduced to him in the Marvel series. They had no idea who the hell Robert Redford was, and they just felt like, oh, who is this guy? And so, Mike, he spanned generations. And look, his heyday, would you say the 70s, 80s?
Yeah, I mean, the 70s, early 80s, because the thing is, I was talking about this with a director I follow on Twitter today. Basically, the scripts were better. They were real dramas because things were going on. Vietnam was still going on. Watergate was going on. So there was like a disillusionment and a paranoia.
Sure.
Like 3 days of The Condor. If you're a 20-something, go check that out. There's a movie called The Candidate. Which it's an amazing movie. Peter Boyle plays his campaign manager. It's basically loosely based on Jerry Brown, but he's running as for Senate in California in the early 70s. And you can find that AMC, I'm sure that they'll probably do a Robert Redford movie-thon maybe this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But just look up the candidate, The Sting. I mean, look, first off, him and Paul Newman, you got some audio Orrin found for us from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will. No, it'll be okay. If the water's deep enough, we don't get squished to death. They'll never follow us.
How do you know?
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead.
That's a great scene where they jump off the cliff because I can't swim.
Yeah.
Robert, I mean, there's so many great movies. Obviously, All the President's Men.
Great.
I mean, it's hard to find a bad Robert Redford movie from the late 60s to the early 80s.
And he made a lot of movies. Look, he made a movie that had America talking about letting your wife sleep with someone else for $1 million.
That's right. Indecent Proposal.
I'm being real, right? Like you had people literally at house parties like, would you do it? Would you let your wife do it? You were talking to your wife. Would you do it for $1 million?
Proposal.
Dude, That's the legacy.
Iconic movies. Yes, and he pulled it off.
That he was a part of. So rest in peace, Mike. Right. He was, and that song as famous as the damn movie. But yeah, man, he was one of the all time greats.
The Natural. We always joked around. We got to cover the Braves in the locker. We used to joke around about like Frank Gore, like where's Wonder Boy in the bat. But I mean, I love The Natural. Watch it every time it's on. Hello, Mr. Hobbs. You know the way they shot that. Everything's great. Yeah, man. Chardet too. By the way, this is a whole other category for guy talk. What was your song in college? When it was time to put the sock on the doorknob.
Sock, huh?
Well, or a t-shirt. Something to let your roommate to not come in that night.
Yeah, no
doubt. Day-Day, what was it for you before you got married? Is there a statute of limitations on this?
So our dorm room situation was a little different back in the day.
Right.
Yeah, there were some empty dorm rooms.
Hey.
And we used to just, you know.
Use them.
So what was your go-to tune if you had access to music?
I was actually the mixtape guy, the love song guy. People actually came to me for the tapes. Trust me.
Oh, hey. Wow. He said, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
Oh, you went in, huh?
Yeah, Day-Day, the quiet storm over here.
A little of this, a little of...
Oh, so Day-Day, you were hunting.
Yeah.
The love doctor had the tunes. All right. Day-Day on the ones and twos.
All right, hey. Man. I hear you. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bill.
Call him Dr. Love.
Coming up, the latest on the Falcons injuries. We got some things to report. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.